Once upon a time, there was a very good and loyal treasure who was possessed by a deep sexual craving for the hypnotic control of his dominant goddess. One day, this treasure purchased a recorder that contained a powerful magical enchantment designed to subjugate his will and drive him into a deep and helpless state of submission. Little did he know at first what a powerful effect this charm would have upon him. But as he began to listen, the spell's enchantment began to take effect, making him feel sleepy and relaxed and hypnotized, making him feel a deep and irresistible urge to surrender right from the very beginning. This treasure put on his headphones, just as you have done, and he lay back in a comfortable place to begin to relax, just as you are doing right now. He made sure to remove all of his clothes first, as good treasures always do, and he just let his body settle into a very peaceful and comfortable position. He opened his legs just slightly, and then opened them up a little more, feeling a wonderful sense of vulnerability as his cock became more and more open to the power of the hypnotic enchantment. He let his palms rest face up by his sides, feeling wonderfully relaxed and receptive. He could almost begin to feel a tingle in the open palms of his hands, like a kind of seductive, hypnotic energy entering his body. And this felt very good, very wonderful, making him crave to relax and surrender more and more. He let his palms rest face up by his side, feeling wonderfully relaxed and receptive. He can almost begin to feel a tingle in the open palms of his hands, like a kind of seductive, hypnotic energy entering his body. And this felt very good, very wonderful, making him crave to relax and surrender more and more. Once he settled into this very deep and comfortable position, this sweet and loyal treasure just began to let himself sink into a very deep and restful sleep. He already knew from past experience how to fall into a deep hypnotic trance. So he started out with some deep breathing, taking long, deep breaths and holding them for 5 seconds between each inhale and exhale. He would breathe in and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then relax, feeling very peaceful. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhale, becoming deeply relaxed. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And relax, falling deeper into sleep. Inspire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And expire, feeling pleasant and sleepy. Inspire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and relax even deeper now. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five, and relax. Falling deeply down now. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five, expire. Feeling drugged and hypnotized. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five, and relax. Feeling sleepy and peaceful. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five. Falling deep into hypnosis now. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five. Expire. Completely hypnotized now. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five. This story is happening to you. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five. Expire. You are the treasure in this story. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five. Expire. You are falling under this hypnotic spell. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five, surrender, and fall deep in hypnosis now. This wonderful treasure fell deeper and deeper into hypnosis as you lay breathing comfortably and gently, feeling warm and relaxed and obedient and submissive. And while he was sleeping, he began to have the most wonderful dream. It was a sexy and seductive dream, part of the deep hypnotic spell that he was now falling under without even realizing it. In the dream, he found himself in a secluded grove with a blazing bonfire in the presence of three beautiful witches. These witches were the perfect expression of this treasure's deepest sexual fantasies. The first witch had blazing red hair and was dressed in red lingerie, and she looked at him with fiery green eyes filled with passion and sexual promise. When she gazed at this treasure, he was instantly filled with lust, and he felt his cock strained with yearning for her. The second witch had silky black hair and was dressed in black lingerie, and she looked at this treasure with deep, dark eyes filled with power and control. As she gazed at this treasure, he felt helpless and submissive, unable to resist anything she might command. The third witch had icy white hair and was dressed in white lingerie, and she looked at him with a cool blue gaze, filled with serenity and transcendence. As the treasure met her gaze, he felt transported away from himself as though he no longer belonged to himself, and he was filled with a sense of longing to lose himself even more deeply in her eyes. The sleepy, hypnotized treasure was naked in his dream, and he could feel the heat of the bonfire on his skin. He could also feel the three sexy witches examining him with their eyes. He couldn't hide the tense erection building in his cock, for in the dream, all he could think about was how desperately he needed to fuck and obey. The spell was already beginning to have an effect on him, draining his will, feeding his sexual desire. All it needed now was a ritual to focus its effects. "Oh, look, my sister," said the red witch, taking a step toward the treasure. "Our goddess has sent us a new subject." She chewed her lip, and a hungry, lustful look came into her eyes. "Can I tease his cock, sisters? Please. He already wants to come so badly. Just imagine what I can do to him." The dark witch held her back. "Not yet, my sister. We must first invoke the goddess, so that we can use his sexual energy for the ritual." Then the white witch spoke. "Step forward, treasure." The treasure moved toward her, and he felt himself entering a circle of power. She faced him formally and placed a hand upon his shoulder. He gazed deeply into her eyes, and he again felt like he was losing himself, melting away into something greater than he had ever known. "You have come here because you have been compelled by sexual will, and it is your sexual will which you must now surrender. Do you now hereby consent to the subjugation of your sexual will into the power of your goddess? If so, nod your head." The obedient treasure nodded his head, just as you are nodding your head right now. "And so the compact is forged," intoned the white witch. "Let the ritual begin." She turned to the east. "Hail to the guardians of the watchtower of the east, hear me. Bring forth the wind of our goddess, the power of her thoughts and ideas." The red witch turned to the south and said, "Hail to the guardians of the watchtower of the south, hear me. Bring forth the fire of our goddess, the power of her passion and sexuality." The white witch then turned to the west. "Hail to the guardians of the watchtower of the west, hear me. Bring forth the oceans of our goddess, the power of her intuition and creativity." Finally, the dark witch turned to the north and said, "Hail to the guardians of the watchtower of the south, hear me. Bring forth the earth of our goddess, the strength of her mastery and control." The treasure felt something strange happen then. There was a wind, an added heat from the bonfire, a quickening of the blood in his veins, and a rumble beneath his feet. He started to sense that this was no ordinary dream, just as this was no ordinary hypnosis reporting. The magnitude of what was happening to him began to insinuate itself into his awareness. He had agreed to something, Something with implications much larger than he realized when he started listening. He was within the circle of the power of the goddess now. He was deep within her circle. He could feel her all around him, a divine and magnificent presence. The White Witch spoke. Goddess Kasha Shakti, your humble servants call to you. All three witches do. Use us as your instruments. Enable us to bind this treasure to you, body, mind, and soul. Give us the power to subjugate his sexual will and enslave his energy into your service once and for all. The treasure felt dizzy for a moment. And then he was lying on his back beside the bonfire, and the Red Witch was upon him. My name is Desire, whispered the Red Witch, straddling the treasure. The bonfire blazed behind her, making her glow with heat. I'm so hot for your treasure, and I'm so excited to take you down deep into your passion for the goddess. You can just let go and allow this to happen. Let your arousal burn hotter and hotter. Just focus on my body, my curves. She ran her hands over her breasts, framed perfectly in her exotic red lingerie. Don't think treasure, she said. Just allow yourself to feel more and more. Let me take you into such a deep, hot place. The place you want to go so badly. She reached behind her back, and with a flick, she unfastened her bra, exposing her beautiful breasts. Just focus on my body. Focus on how I make you feel. Fall deeper and deeper into hypnosis now. Let yourself become more and more aroused for me. You can't resist this treasure. You need to go deeper now. And the treasure found that he could not resist. He was enraptured by the sexual intensity of the Red Witch. And he found himself growing hotter and hotter as he gazed at her flawless body. She was every sexual fantasy he could possibly imagine. Her hair, her eyes, her lips, her breasts, her legs. Every part of her was exquisite. She smiled knowingly as she watched and felt his arousal growing. And soon she reached down to begin to stroke and tease his cock with her masterful hands. Her touch energized him, and soon he could feel a fire growing from within his balls, which were cupped firmly in one of her hands. She squeezed his balls with a slow, steady pulse, while stroking his cock with her other hand, up and down, up and down. Sometimes firmly, sometimes gently, always teasing him to the perfect edge of erotic intensity. The fire from the base of his balls began to flow up through his cock, into his hips, up into his belly. From there it pulsed throughout his body, through his arms and legs, up into his shoulders and neck, into his head, and soon he was filled with fire, consumed with passion for the Red Witch. He wanted to fuck so badly now that he simply could not think clearly. And this was perfect, because this is what the witches needed to accomplish their work. The Red Witch was unrelenting. She teased him without mercy, whispering incantations into his car in a language his conscious mind could not understand. Again and again, she took him to the edge of his arousal, but each time he felt himself about to explode, she would disengage slightly, leaving him poised at the edge of release. Then, suddenly and without warning, the treasure felt the Red Witch's lips slide down his shaft, taking him completely into her mouth. He was unprepared for the unbearable pleasure he felt as she tasted his sex again and again, sliding her tongue around him in ways he had never dreamed possible. And in that moment, while the Red Witch worked her magic between his legs, he discovered that the Dark Witch was upon him, straddling his chest, gazing down into his eyes. "Let yourself enjoy desire," the Dark Witch said with a voice of absolute command. "Let desire consume you completely while you listen to my voice." The Dark Witch was completely naked, and the treasure could now see that her body was inscribed by unfathomable inscriptions and tattoos. Her gaze held his, and he discovered that he could not look away. "Fall deeper into hypnosis now. Allow desire to drain your will, making it impossible to think. You cannot think, treasure. You can only obey. Obey desire. You would do anything for her. You would do anything for release. But you cannot release treasure. You can never release without the permission of your goddess. I am Chastity, and you must obey Chastity. You know in the deepest parts of yourself that this is true. Desire activates you, and Chastity controls you. Listen now as I count backward from 10 to 1. And with each number, you will fall twice as deeply into hypnosis, twice as deeply under the spell of the goddess. 10. With each word I speak, your desire grows stronger, and your will becomes weaker. 9. Feel desire overcoming you. You need her body. You need her lips. You need her pussy. You need desire. You need to fuck more badly than you have ever needed to fuck before. 8. Just let this happen, treasure. You want this to happen. You need this to happen. 7. The more desire consumes you, the more helpless you feel, the more submissive you become. The more you feel desire, the more you lose your ability to release. 6. Deeper and deeper down now. You are completely under my power. You are controlled by Chastity. This is simply how things are for you. Chastity holds you. Chastity commands you. Chastity subjugates your will and focuses your sexual energy into the deepest possible levels of your submission. Five, you need chastity. You are addicted to desire and chastity. Four, deeper and deeper down now, twice as deep with every number. Hotter and hotter as desire consumes you. Three, your cock belongs to the goddess now. You belong to the goddess. Two, deeply hypnotized, deeply aroused. Chastity is your focus. I am your focus. You cannot release without permission. One, more deeply hypnotized now than ever before. Perfectly aroused, perfectly hypnotized. The treasure was lost in the commanding eyes of the dark witch. He had never felt such intense passion and such intense submission before. Every time he started to think, desire would tease magic into his cock, making it impossible to focus, flooding him with heat. His cock was under her absolute control, and he couldn't think of anything beyond how much he wanted to come for her. But while she teased him, the dark witch held his gaze, and he found himself lost in her eyes, lost in her words, accepting her commands and her programming. He could not move. He could not resist. He was completely subjugated by the intensity of her will. And the more she spoke to him, the more his cock felt hard and tight like iron, making it impossible to release without her permission. He was consumed by desire and locked into chastity's hypnotic gaze, their power overwhelming him. Finally, he felt the white witch behind him. His head and shoulders were in her lap, and she was massaging his temples slowly and carefully with her cool, commanding fingers. He couldn't see her because his eyes were still locked by chastity's gaze from where she straddled his chest. Behind her, desire continued to work between his legs, sending fire through his balls, up into his heart, mind, and soul. The white witch whispered into the treasure's ear. Her breath was cool, and with each word, he felt like he was losing himself more and more completely. I am transcendence, she whispered. Desire and chastity lead you to transcendence. And it is through transcendence that you can touch your goddess. Take a deep breath now, treasure, and hold. One, two, three, four, five, and relax. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five, and relax. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five, and fall deeper. Inspire. One, two, three, four, five, and fall into the deepest possible level of hypnosis now. We will now complete this ritual, Whisper Transcendence, and your sexual essence will be forever bound into the service of the goddess. First, feel desire consume you. At this, the treasure-filled the Red Witch finally drive her pussy down upon his shaft. He had wanted this so badly since the ritual had started, and the feeling of her magnificent sex completely swept him away. She rode him up and down, taking him deeper and deeper inside of her, and he felt her fire igniting his entire existence. You are now within the circle of the goddess, the White Witch whispered. You have always been within the circle of the goddess, and you always wish to remain in the circle of the goddess. Now, feel chastity control you. The treasure's eyes were still locked into the Dark Witch's gaze, and he felt something within him harden and tighten like it never had before. You may never leave the circle of the goddess, the White Witch whispered. You must always remain here. This is your home. You cannot stray. You cannot falter. You can never know true freedom again. Even if you are granted the blessing of permission to release, you will always remain in the circle of the goddess, locked in chastity's power. You will always come back here. You will always need to come here again and again. And it is here, Transcendence whispered, where you can touch the goddess. Desire activates you. Chastity focuses you. And through desire and chastity, you can achieve transcendence. In that moment, something shifted, and he could feel the kiss of the White Witch. Everything connected, and in an instant, he lost possession of himself. The one last part of him, which was his, simply melted away into her kiss, and he was elevated into another world. He could still hear the voice of the White Witch in his mind, just as you feel her voice in your mind right now. You belong to the goddess. You belong to Kasha Shakti. Desire consumes you. Chastity controls you. Through chastity, you achieve transcendence. Transcendence is obedience. Transcendence is submission. Transcendence is absolute surrender. You love to obey. You need to obey. Your sex belongs to Kasha Shakti. Your will belongs to Kasha Shakti. Your passion is devoted to Kasha Shakti. Your existence serves the purpose of Kasha Shakti. You are aroused. You are enchanted. You are helpless. You are obedient. You need to fuck. You need desire. You need to withhold release. You need to please your goddess. You need to go deeper. You belong to the goddess. You belong to Kasha Shakti. Desire consumes you. Chastity controls you. Through chastity, you achieve transcendence. Transcendence is obedience. Transcendence is submission. Transcendence is absolute surrender. You love to obey. You need to obey. Your sex belongs to Kasha Shakti. Your will belongs to Kasha Shakti. Your passion is devoted to Kasha Shakti. Your existence serves the purpose of Kasha Shakti. You are aroused. You are enchanted. You are helpless. You are obedient. You need to fuck. You need desire. You need to withhold release. You need to please your goddess. You need to go deeper. Now, you will consecrate your sexual submission to your goddess with a sacred sexual release. You may begin to touch yourself now. You may bring yourself to the edge of orgasm. As you do, you will chant the sacred mantra out loud. Madhya, Ichacha, Sapa, Sama, Kasha. Madhya, Ichacha, Sapa, Sama, Kasha. Every time you touch yourself, you will chant this sacred mantra. You will chant this now. And on the count of five, you will release. And you will be bound by this enchantment forever. One. Madhya Ichacha. Sapa Sanghad Kasha. Two. Madhya Ichacha. Sapa Sanghad Kasha. 3. Madhya Ichacha. Sapa Sanghad Kasha. 4. Madhya Ichacha. Sapa Sanghad Kasha. 5. Madhya Ichacha. Sapa Sanghad Kasha. Release now. And so let it be. So let it be. And then, with the spell completed, the treasure began to awaken from his trance, feeling remarkably transformed. He knew as he awoke that he would always be within the circle of the goddess, and that he would never be the same again. One, floating up, beginning to feel an awakening. Two, wiggling your fingers and toes. Three, awake, alert, transformed, devoted to the goddess. And this fortunate treasure lived happily ever after.